Tech 2 job, I agree with Assemblymember Powell. The work that we need getting done is getting done by certified men, and he was hired to do a certain job. And I always like to see guys advance and get more pay going down the line, but right now we're asking everybody to make cuts. And I just don't see giving more money to a job that's getting done by qualified people. We hired a groundman, we have linemen, he's a meterman, groundman, and in the future, possibly, and I agree, too, that it should be done during collective bargaining, but I don't think we're in a position to give more money away.
I went through the red line really carefully because I was curious how we could, what was sort of explained, or at least as I understood it, was that this person is doing way more than what his job description said. And I was curious about that because my kind of understanding is that's not the way the union works. Is you can't create a job description and then just add to it without going through the union. And when I read the job description, I would say all but maybe one item, or not the red line version, the language is definitely cleaned up and it's somewhat more specific. But in the past, we said, we'll assist the linemen with this and this, or sort of overall overreaching statements that would allow you to task that person in multiple different ways. The new job description actually removes some diesel stuff I saw in there that I didn't really understand where that went to. But I think the former job description, although maybe loose with language, certainly would allow for most everything that he's currently doing. And again, I was curious how we were able to have him working beyond what his job description said.
When this first came up, when I first started addressing this issue with Clay Hammer, it was based on the existing job description. And when I compared the duties based on the existing job description of the groundman meter reader to that of the apprentice lineman, it was clear that, in my opinion, that the salary range of the groundman meter technician based on the old job description was undervalued compared to the salary that the apprentice lineman was making given that job description. And that is based on that comment, that was when Clay said, yes, that's been an issue that has been ongoing with the borough for quite some time with this position. It's been undervalued. And then that's when a conversation came up about, that the job had evolved a little bit into doing things a little bit differently. And I think Mr. Armstrong had mentioned that at a previous meeting as well. So that's how this whole thing started, was what I perceived to be an inequity in pay based on the old current job description that was out there when compared with what the expectations were in the job description versus the pay for the apprentice lineman that was being brought on at that time. That's why I originally brought this forward.
You want to go first?
Yeah, that's fine. Right now, is he getting paid at the ground meter reader, or is he getting paid at the groundman meter tech 1 level 7?
He's ground meter reader.
He's groundman meter reader.
Okay.
But step 7?
Step 7.
I don't know what his current step is, because he's been working just for the city.
So instead of, he would have been hired at $18.55 and then worked his way up to $20.79, but he was hired at $20.79. So without any experience or anything, he got 7 increases in pay. That's awesome.
And that's exactly my point. And if we look, so I guess what I worry about is by revisiting this and creating this new sort of, are we opening this up to everybody else? So for example, our maintenance specialist starts at $20.26, and I don't know what their job is, or the custodian light maintenance, or the electrical dispatch secretary, or sanitation worker. There's lots of people that start lower down. We moved him 7 years. We gave him a credit of 7 years right off the bat. And I do worry about what's the precedence on this for the other positions, and everybody feels, of course, that what they're doing, they're like above and beyond.
So two things, and I'm sorry, Assemblymember Gilbert, do you mind if I respond to that, or do you want to speak first?
I just wanted to caution us, we're talking about a job description,
thank you.
And we're not talking about an individual.
Yes.
That's correct.
So let's stick to the job description, please.
Thank you, Assemblymember. This is about whether or not the job description and the pay for that position is appropriate, and it's hard to separate that from the person that is currently in the job and the circumstances surrounding that person, but that is the thing that I was going to bring up. The second thing is, I would like to thank Assemblymember Prezonka that when someone comes to me and says, I'm underpaid, or this position is underpaid, and I should be, that I would look at that with a discerning eye and say I agree or I don't agree. And there would be I would use a fairly significant filter in that determination as to whether or not to bring something forward. So certainly, does it open the floodgates for everybody to say, well, I don't think my position's being fairly compensated? It does. And in many organizations, when you start talking about what pay grades are in relation to different positions, that actually, in normal circumstances, you bring in somebody who does that professionally, from a professional firm. They interview all of the employees. They go through all of the job descriptions. They figure out what's going on. They revise the job descriptions, and they say, given the scope of work, the level of responsibility and the risk associated with that responsibility, put things on the scale appropriately in comparison with each other. That is an extraordinarily in-depth, expensive, and gut-wrenching process for a municipality, having been through that before. Because as Assemblymember Gilbert brought up previously, what you are dealing with is a position, not a person. But when someone is in a position and their wages are changed up or down, it's a very personal issue.
You'd mentioned that this had been an ongoing thing with this position, and it was brought up some time ago. Is that correct?
That is correct. The former electric supervisor, Mr. Hammer, said that this had long been an issue for him. And
why didn't he bring it up during union negotiations, which we just got done with?
It was brought up during union negotiations.
It's my understanding that the union elected not to deal with it at that time, that they wanted to deal with other issues instead. That was reported to me by Lee and Jeff.
I feel it would have been very appropriate time to do it.
It was.
And I think at that time they were, sorry, Mr. Mayor. I believe at that time, Jeff, and from what Jeff told me, they were motivated to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But it put on the table as in a negotiating tactic to deal with other issues.
And you said it was glaringly out of whack with the apprentice linemen.
So when I looked at, oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I was going to ask you to what degree was it?
In my,
because I don't have that job description in front of me.
And that I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
When I can't even remember now what the circumstances surrounding all of that were. But at the time, I had the apprentice lineman job description in front of me. And I had the groundman meter reader job description in front of me. And I looked at what the requirements were for the groundman meter reader, and they were more than what it was for the apprentice lineman. And the apprentice lineman was being brought in at a significantly higher wage, not necessarily right at starting, but certainly through the ascension of the job. And so I said, yes, if in fact the duties of the groundman meter technician or meter reader, which is the current job description, are in fact this, then yes, in comparison, I think this position is undervalued. And when the electric line supervisor agreed with me and we discussed it, that was when I said, bring me the information and we'll take this forward to the assembly.
And then you pulled off the tech too.
in yes. the, here for this, yes, yes, as directed at a okay. couple assembly meetings, okay. we've made it one position.
Right.
So at the time when you did this, then we did not have a apprentice lineman hired. When you've seen all this, we did not have apprentice lineman hired.
We were
correct?
In the process of hiring apprentice.
We're in the process of hiring.
That's correct.
Okay, so at that time, why didn't we change their duties before you hired them to accommodate some of the duties that you're trying to get this person to do?
That's a good question. I probably should have looked at the two of them in totality with each other. In hindsight, yes, that probably would have been a better approach. And it's one that can still be reviewed. I mean, that's not off the table, obviously.
So I guess the question...
Go ahead.
I guess maybe we're... Are we looking to generate a position that has more responsibility, or are we looking to keep a position the way it is and maybe fill a low-level position that can be filled by anybody and begin training them early on and then move them into a apprentice lineman position later on if they want to apply for something like that as they gain the skills in the department? I mean, the goal of this is to rewrite this job description and add more responsibilities, or just list out the responsibilities that they're doing currently.
To clarify.
But as Mr. Pimaka said, they're already doing that. I hesitate to make a brand new position. Well, to change the pay scale on something, if they already knew that they were doing those things, I don't deny the necessity to rewrite the job description and clarify it. But why the huge change in and it's a pretty substantial change in the pay scale as well?
We've done this before for other positions, but within that, when we've done it, we have actually changed things around and added duties or moved that person to additional responsibilities. For me, this is a matter of creating parity with other communities for that have like positions, and I'm fine with that, absolutely. But my beef with this was that we attempted to do this during the negotiating process, and we were told that this was not a priority for them and they weren't interested in doing it. And I kind of feel like it's sort of coming in the back door now, when we were utilizing this as sort of a way for us to negotiate and work with the union. I really feel like that was the time for us to get it done, that we're not changing the essence or the actual responsibilities. Maybe there's something in there, and if we're adding something that they're currently doing and it isn't, you know, sort of encompassed in their job description, that's something we should talk about, or you should talk about with what we're doing. But this is not changing this job description. This is cleaning the language up. Oh, and removing one item of previous responsibility, and that being the diesel generation operation. That
it's in there and just it speaks to plant operation.
Plant operation, so we kind of generalized it a bit more. Okay.
So, if Mr. Mayor, if I may clarify, I just, in fairness, again, this was me going to the electric supervisor based on my meetings with him and saying, I think this is underfunded, you know, in comparison. This was not initiated by anybody else but me. And so it was at my request that the electric supervisor did more research, put together, came back with a job description, and it was he that said, okay, I think it would be best if we did a technician one and technician two, and he actually had them as one job description, and based on the way that other job descriptions had been done, the clerk said, no, we need to split them into two, and I know that became a little bit confusing and perhaps wasn't the right thing to do. So this isn't an attempt, I don't, although the union is supporting us moving this position, I don't think it's fair to say that it's a backdoor attempt because I was the one that initiated this, they did not.
My only question on that would be, how did you know about it? Did Mr. Hammer came to you and said, this has been an issue for us?
No, he did not.
There were other
items going on. There was an entirely separate issue going on at that time that is not germane to this conversation that necessitated me looking at both of those job descriptions. And that's when I said, this is odd. So again, in hindsight, as Assemblymember Powell said, we probably should be dealing with both of those, or should have dealt with the apprentice lineman position perhaps as somebody was being brought on. And didn't. So
we're talking about a position. Hopefully this is appropriate. Where is this position at in grade 13? Where is this position at right now in pay? What I'm trying to figure out is if he's at grade 13 at $23.32 an hour, and we're going to put him at one, is he going to lower?
We can't discuss that.
Oh, okay. And I'm trying to figure out. That's tough, then. That's tough because I'm okay. Well, can't discuss it.
Two items. Number one, some assembly members don't have knowledge of the negotiations. So I have no peripheral knowledge of negotiations. And number two, let's make a decision tonight on this. Let's not postpone it anymore.
Drew?
I would make the recommendation that we amend the job description, clarification of the job description, but not necessarily the pay grade, but yet that should be done appropriately during negotiations.
Mr. Mayor, may I respond to that?
Yes.
So the union is required to sign off on all recommended changes to a job description and the pay scale for union positions. And so if the assembly's recommendation is that the job description be changed, but the pay scale not, then that is a question I would have to ask of them. And if they were to say no, even if the assembly were to vote in the affirmative, we would not be able to change the job description. I'm just saying that up front to let you know that the assembly's motion would not be valid based on their rejection of that decision.
And one last thing. If we go back to the original job description, then this position would not be responsible for installing, programming. You'd take out all those added items. And my question is, what position would take that up? Do we have a position that addresses those items?
I certainly would defer to Mr. Armstrong to answer this, but my understanding is it would be the lineman that would do that.
The lineman?
That's not encapsulated in the original language, which was rather, I'm just confused here. If we add it to somebody's job description outside of the union, we can't change a job description. We were just told that. How would his job change if we were, I don't understand that. We can't change a job description once it's signed off.
The way I look at it is if I'm hired to teach math and I have a math club after school, that's not in my job description. So if I'm going to adhere to my job description, then, anything extra I'm doing, and Assembly Member Decker did point out, which is sort of a catch-all, it says performs other duties as assigned, but it appears to me that if this is indeed what this position is currently performing, then certainly the job description should be amended.
Well, sorry.
It does seem that the existing job description does have this catch-all, performs other related duties as required or assigned. And that the supervisor, it seems, recognized some of that.